Hi, Kevin. It's Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. So I just spoke with Glenda, and she told me something really interesting because I know I spoke with you the other day to verify a phone number. You said you have a new phone number added in. She said that you weren't there
Right.
all week, but you have visits. So I'm just trying to figure out how that's possible.
I have visits. What do you mean? I have been there. I have been at Glenn's house, and she knows that. Miss Glenda knows that. I don't know what's going on with her, but me and her did get into an altercation. We had to have words. So I was there at her house. I have been there.
But she told me that that phone number that you gave me isn't her phone number.
The phone number that I gave you, it's my other cell phone number.
Oh, it's your cell phone number?
Right. That's what it is. That's my other cell phone. I had two phones.
Right. But I recall you told me the other day that
It's not a house phone, no.
it's
I know you.
Glenda's house phone. So it's not Glenda's house phone.
Oh, no, it's not. It's my other cell phone number. That's the
Well,
number she wanted me to use because she didn't want me to use her phone number because she needed her phone.
so you can't use your cell phone though. The only way to clock in is through the patient's phone, through calling in, or through the caregiver, which would be you on the app.
All right. All
So,
right.
but she told me you weren't there, so I don't know how to verify that you were there then.
I think Ms. Glenda is trying to cover up for something, and I don't know what that is, but I had been there, and she knows that. She's trying to ruin me or something. I don't know, but we got into a really bad heated argument.
So, well, yesterday you also didn't clock out. I see you were there at 8:30 and you didn't clock out.
I did clock out yesterday at 12:30. No, matter of fact, it was 1:30 because I had to do an extra hour.
11:30. I wish I would be able to verify these visits. Like, do you have a GPS or some like your Waze that showed you that you went all these places? Because if the patient's telling me you weren't there and it's your phone number in the thing, it looks pretty suspicious.
Right. But yeah, I did clock out yesterday. I clocked in yesterday and I clocked out
It could be you clocked in and out, but since it was your phone number, it doesn't mean you were there just because you clocked in and out.
But I was there. I did all the work in it that you needed me to do, and I left.
Okay, I will have to ask my supervisor what to do in this case because, one second. So you won't have any way of, let's say, getting her sign a paper that you were there.
I can talk to her. I can talk to her and see if she, if that's what she was is willing to do. I
Yeah,
don't
maybe give
know.
her a call. Can you give her a call now and let me know?
I'll call you back and let you know because I don't know if she's gonna talk to me because, like I said, we did get into a heated argument.
I hear that. Okay, so definitely give me a call back. I'm making these visits non-payable by now. At this, I'm ranking them right non-payable, and I need to hear back that somehow you verify it with her that you were there. But you said you were there 3 days this week. I don't know how I can.
Right. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Well, I see Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday on my end.
Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Because I could have swore it. No. Right. Okay, yeah, you're right. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Because I thought it was Tuesday for Monday.
Okay, so if you can give her a call, they're being non-payable now, so you should call me before. Whoops. I'm putting a note in that I made them non-payable. Now, as soon as you figure this out, we could open them back up. but I can't bill visits that aren't verified.
Right.
So just call her, and I'm going to follow up on Monday about it.
Right.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.